Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
When you're playing for yourself out on the tour, I mean, it's money and you know, a bit of crack. But when you're playing for something like your country and your friends and things, and what I've come to, you know, I have a lot of friends here now. And as long as I keep winning, I have a lot of friends. But it's, you know, it's important to feel like you want to win. And I felt a lot more pressure today than I felt in since Sean and I went out on court number one at Wimbledon in front of a lot of people. That felt like pressure. Now this is a different kind, but it was still a lot of it.
That was Irish tennis legend Matt Doyle, who passed away last Saturday at the age of 70. He was a true icon of Irish tennis, responsible for Ireland's greatest days on the world tennis stage, as Dublin played host to a US team led by the fiery and fearsome John McEnroe. Here to take us through it 40 years later is Off the Balls' Cameron Hill. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So Matt Doyle sadly passed away. He was, of course, born in America, even though he played for Ireland.
Yeah, born in Redwood City, California in the mid-1950s. We're not 100% sure whether it was 1954 or 1955. He studied economics at Yale and had played basketball and golf, but it was tennis where he made a name for himself on the intervarsity scene. By the time he graduated in 1978, he had been earmarked for success on the pro circuit. Now, as the name suggests, Doyle had Irish ancestry through his paternal grandfather, who hailed from Cork, and it was another Corkman, Sean Sorensen, who seized an opportunity when he encountered Doyle on the old French satellite tour. So Sorensen was playing on the Irish Davis Cup team, whose only realistic aspirations at the time were making it past the prelims in the Europe zone of the competition. So he had convinced Doyle to go and seek Irish citizenship, qualify as eligible for the team, which he duly became, and a beautiful partnership was formed.
How well did they do?
Pretty well. Actually, Sorensen couldn't have timed his sounding out better, so Doyle was about to embark on the most prolific period of his career. He made his first Grand Slam at Wimbledon in 1980, losing to American Kevin Curran in the first round. A year later, he made it to the second round of the US Open, but his high point came between 1982 and 1983, so he reached the last 16 of the US Open in 82, losing to top seed John McEnroe, and then claimed his only ATP singles title at the Cologne Grand Prix in October of 1983, just a month before this, or a month after this famous Davis Cup tie.
Now, Sorensen and Matt Doyle, they gelled as a doubles pair.
Yeah, they'd really found something special between them, and they were going through, they were in the Europe zone of the Davis Cup and cruised through the rounds in 1983, beating Luxembourg 5-0, Monaco 4-1 and Finland 4-1, all at Dublin's Fitzwilliam Lawn Tennis Club, and reached the final of the Europe zone against Switzerland, which was a home tie back here in Dublin, a place in the elite world group on the line for the winner. So they won 4-1 and sealed their place at the top table of tennis. They go to Italy in March in the first round, and Italy, because the host team are allowed to pick the surface, Italy opted for clay, and Ireland, as many
no
people
history
will know,
really much in clay.
Didn't really have any indoor courts, yeah. So clay would have been another step again. So it was played in Reggio Calabria in early March 1983, and Ireland lost 3-2, which isn't bad considering the attack.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Since had a team including Adriano Panatta and Corrado Baruzzutti, who peaked at world number 4 and 7 respectively during their careers.
So it was a very good performance.
Indeed, indeed. But now they faced a relegation playoff against the US, who had lost to Argentina in the opening round, having beaten them in the final of the Davis Cup just 2 years prior. So a relegation battle between Team US and Team Ireland was on the cards for that autumn.
Now, the US team featuring one John McEnroe.
Yeah, and he's fresh from his Wimbledon singles title that very year. There was also Elliot Telcher, who had been world number 6 just the year prior, and Peter Fleming, who, with McEnroe, won 7 Grand Slam doubles titles. So, yikes.
Now, Arthur Ashe was, if you like, the manager or captain of the team. So he wasn't the playing captain. He was there to manage the Davis Cup team. They might have played it in Fitzwilliam Lawn Tennis Club, but they didn't.
No, so it was due to host the match, but they felt, the Irish Lawn Tennis Association, now Tennis Ireland, felt that there would be a greater demand for tickets. So they moved it to RDS Simmons Court. Carpet was laid down. It was on a carpet surface, as Ireland could pick the surface, and accommodated a 4,500 plus sellout in Dublin. So the 30th of September 1983, the two sides walk out onto the court. You've Ireland captain Michael Hickey on one side, and as you say, the US captain Arthur Ashe on the other, to be greeted by then Uachtaráin na hÉireann Patrick Hillary. And Michael Hickey told me this week what happened next.
Now, Paddy Hillary I knew reasonably well because I was a member also in Lahinch, and he was a member in Lahinch from locally. So they were first of all introduced to, their captain was Arthur Ashe. So he introduced the American team to the president, and then Paddy, I introduced the Irish team. And the first thing Paddy Hillary said to me, well, I won't use the words he used, was, geez, Mick, what are you doing here? I thought you'd be down the hinge. So I said, no, I have a more pressing engagement today. And thank you for coming. So that was a bit of a laugh.
Paddy was a golfer, of course, Paddy Hillary, not a tennis player. Anyway, how did we do?
So Sorensen was drawn with McEnroe. According to Hickey, literally in the first point, McEnroe, who had a penchant for complaining, was complaining to the Lions judge after his shot was called out. And Sorensen recalled the American just gave you no time on his shot, so he won it in straight sets. Matt Doyle struck back with a straight sets win of his own against Telcher, so McEnroe and Fleming were at their devastating best in the doubles. And so it would be up to Doyle to achieve the small matter of a win over McEnroe in the singles. And a nail-biting first set saw McEnroe edge it 9-7, but Doyle just couldn't get a handle on him. He lost 6-3, 6-3. And the final match between Sorensen and Telcher was, it sounded like a classic. So the American won 14-16, 10-8, 8-6.
The days before the tiebreaker.
Yeah, indeed, indeed.
And then the US left town.
That was it, and that was Ireland's brief foray at the top tier of the Davis Cup over. So Doyle goes on to serve as ATP president between 1985 and 87. He coached Mats Wilander for a time as well during his seven Grand Slam wins. And Sorensen's two sons, Kevin and Luke, both went on to represent Ireland in the Davis Cup. And the Doyle-Sorensen doubles partnership remains the most successful in Irish Davis Cup history.
Well, we're no longer at the top table, but still, that was a moment in time.
Absolutely.
And it was a real kind of social occasion, a bit of the prawn sandwich brigade too at that RDS event, I remember, with the carpets. You know, it was good to be seen there, that kind of thing. Mm. People who'd never hit a tennis ball in anger in their lives turned up for that one. Cameron Hill from Off the Ball, thank you very much. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.